I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
I have been a Drew Barrymore fan. Well, I mean, haven't we all forever? She's so lovely. She also happens to be a river of words. Literally, throw a stick in and stake your claim. Otherwise, she gonna keep talking. But that's one of the reasons I love her. She's on tonight with Timothy Olyphant, who is amazing. I interviewed them both when Santa Clarita Diet came out originally on Netflix. And they're just lovely and charming and fun. And I'm excited about the show. I know I say that every night. But welcome to the Clubhouse with Timothy and Drew. Oh my God, I sounded like Harvey Fierstein when I said that. Drew.
This is the church. This is the steeple. Their characters got married. Then she started eating people. It's Watch What Happens Live with Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests giving off a real Netflix and Kill vibe. She has been acting since she was in diapers, but she's so freaking funny as Sheila, the suburban mom turned people-eating zombie in Santa Clarita Diet. You'll be the one wearing diapers. Catch season two streaming on Netflix now. Please welcome back Drew Barrymore. And you know my next guest from shows like Deadwood and Justified now is Drew's loyal husband in Santa Clarita Diet. He is so perfect, you could just eat him up. Spoiler alert, no one does. Please welcome Timothy Olyphant. Hey, man.
Thank you very much.
You look especially clean shaven to me. Did you?
I shaved. You know yesterday.
What? It's true, he did shave.
I did shave. Right.
And as they say, the family that slays people for mom to eat together stays together. So over at the bar are the actors who portray Drew and Tim's daughter and neighbor. It's Liv Hewson and Skylar Gisonde. Great to see you guys. Who did you play, by the way, Tim, who did you play on Sex and the City? Remind me.
As soon as somebody reminds me.
You're a 20-something living in like a apartment, and Sarah Jessica Parker is like enamored by your youth.
Ah, there you go.
Until she wakes up in my place. Yes.
And then realizes she's not into it. Yes.
Isn't it from that episode that she ends up on the cover of New York Magazine? Like, this is the new...
In the slip? Maybe.
Yeah,
it was the first show they shot after the pilot. I think it aired three, because I remember hearing, they'd done this pilot, and anyways, it was a great deal of fun, and I'm a huge fan of hers.
Second,
not like a Drew Barrymore type of level right. fan, but, yes. but I'm a big fan.
I actually think her and I are pretty similar.
I do too. Actually.
I feel yeah. SJP vibes all the time.
I do too.
And every woman like vibes carry.
Yes, of course.
Forever.
I'm also a Matthew Broderick fan.
Me too.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hello.
Drew Barrymore is such a joyfully luminous spirit that it's no wonder she thought of sweet nicknames for her friends. Case in point, she calls Cameron Diaz Poo Poo. So here's what. I'm dying to know what she calls the other poo in her crew. I'm going to go through some of your co-stars and friends. You tell us what their nicknames should be or are, okay? Adam Sandler, does he have a nickname?
I just call him Adam.
Okay. Steven Spielberg.
Like...
Mr. Spielberg.
I love you.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I call her GPS because she knows everything and everywhere.
Okay, I love it. Jimmy, what do you call Jimmy Fallon?
Bill, brother-in-law, B-I-L, and I'm Sil for sister-in-law.
Oh, that's so cute. What about Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, old bud.
Okay, what do you call Molly Shannon?
Molly!
What do you call Hugh Grant?
Hubert.
Okay, I love it. What do you call Timothy?
Ellie.
You know, Ellie?
You know, can I tell you something as we go down this list? Here's where I realize our lives are different. If you went down that list with me, I'd be like, oh, I love that guy's work. Oh, I've seen that movie.
Right. Yes, these are her friends.
I've always liked De Niro. Movies.
What do you call De Niro?
I don't know any of these people.
Daddy G.
He's got nicknames
Daddy
for
G.
them all.
Yeah, I was like, you're playing my father and you're the most intimidating man on the planet.
What do you call Nicole Richie?
Like...
Nicole.
How?
Thank you very much. That's amazing. Finally, if you haven't already, I suggest taking an edible, rewatching Santa Clarita Diet, and considering who in your life might be edible. Here's what. Let's give it a whirl with Who Would You Eat? Who would you eat, Oprah or Gail?
Move it along. Say a name.
Who would you
eat? Who's playing?
Oprah or Gail, both of you.
Huh?
I would eat Oprah so I can body her, but I know she wouldn't want to live without Gail, so I'd eat Gail too, so they could live together in harmony inside of my body.
Who would you eat, Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump?
I'm not that hungry.
We're going to pass. Who would you eat, Cher or Madonna?
Cher and I share a birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I call her every year.
Is that true?
Yeah. And when she gets back to me, I'm going to let you for no
purpose. Okay. So maybe you share?
They're both so amazing.
Okay, who would you eat, Steve Bannon or Ann Coulter?
I'm not hungry.
Okay, who would you eat, Kim Kardashian or Kris Jenner?
I would have to say Kim.
She might be a little juicier, right?
Well, she's just, you know, I'd go Kim.
Who would you eat, Paul Ryan or Sarah Huckabee?
I'm very full and not hungry.
It became a thing.
Yeah, I'm like being super honest about who I'd ingest.
I just thought the two brothers looked very unappetizing, but she seems kind of juicy.
Okay, you might eat Sarah Huckabee. Who would you eat, Chris Hemsworth or Ryan Gosling?
Both.
Both. Who would you eat, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
What? Oh, you gotta go with the
both 80s. Or none.
Okay. Who would you eat, Prince Harry or Prince William?
What? Well, there's less hair on that one.
It's Harry, obviously. Thank you very much for playing. Who would you eat? Oh my gosh. Megan Ewan says, Drew, I know it's been 30 years since E.T. I'm just curious if there would ever be a sequel with Elliot and Gertie's kids meeting an E.T. family. We got this so much for you. I don't understand. Is this in the ether? Have people been talking about this
idea? I will say in the early 80s, there was not always a lot of talk of sequels. And because Steven Spielberg made Jaws and E.T., there was a lot of talk within his camp about sequels. But he never... wanted to make them because he felt like what he did was just as it should be.
I totally agree.
And I remember being 7 and staying at his house for the weekend. He was a godfather to me.
Right.
He said, no, we're never going to make a sequel. It's just as it is. And that was his philosophy. So who was I to ever question it?
Well, I kind of agree. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Timothy, Peggy L wants to know if there's any chance of a justified reboot.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. All right.
I talked to Steven Spielberg about it as well. And he's like, Tim, we're just going to leave it. We're going to leave it as is.
Right.
I mean, again, that was over dinner at his house, and he's kind of we're very close, so maybe he was.
That's hilarious. Timothy, Lydia M. said, did you know just your third cousin once removed is Anderson Cooper? Have you two ever met?
Yes, we are cousins.
I did not know that either.
Yes, we are Vanderbilts.
Have you met?
Never met him.
Never met?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, have you?
I have. Hey, guess what? Let's hit the shot ski. It's Wednesday night. Here we go, guys. Come on over. We're going to do a shot. It's Jimmy gave this to me as a gift. And it's for all of us. Yeah. Nancy made this. Did you know this?
Oh, wait, we're doing a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, it does.
Ready?
One, two, three. True and Tim's co-stars, so they know where the bodies are buried on the show, and probably in real life. It's Liv and Skyler. Hi, guys. What's it like having Drew as your mom?
It's fine. It's great. It's wonderful.
Let's go to the phones. Veronica from California is on the line. Hey, Veronica, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho.
Drew, I want to know if you have a crazy story or night that you had with Courtney Love back in the 90s.
My favorite Courtney Love story ever, which I don't think
I'm so sick of your life already. I'm just sick of it.
Okay, but you'll like this story. So Courtney and I were at the backstage of a Seattle club.
I was bartending in the 90s.
Yeah. We just come from like seeing Green Day. We were going in to see like a back play at a coffee house. And the bouncer said, I'm sorry, you can't come in. You don't have a backstage pass. And Courtney looked at him and goes, my face is a backstage pass.
Yes.
And then swept him aside and just walked in. And I was still left there standing. I was like, I mean, kind of awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my Courtney Love.
I gotta say that's a good one.
That is
a good
one.
Yeah, right?
That's
not so bad.
Let's go to Simona from Pennsylvania. Hey, Simona, what's your question?
My question is for Timothy.
Okay. Mm.
Do you ever regret turning down Fast and the Furious, and did Vin Diesel ever thank you for the part?
I remember I was hanging out with Eddie Vedder. And no.
I got that joke. By the way, he was around in my world too.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Do you regret turning down the Fast and the Furious?
I haven't. No.
No.
No. It's not my thing.
No.
But yeah, and you know.
Did you? Why did you turn it down? Because it wasn't your thing.
I just thought, well, this will just again with me. I just thought, well, this will just be stupid.
Right.
And I thought, no one's going to want to see this movie 8 or 9 different times. Right. I mean, by the third or fourth sequel, people are going to definitely get bored of it.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
By the way, on that note, Paige B said, did Drew really turn down the lead role in Showgirls?
What?
Did you turn down Showgirls?
I think it was a mutual agreement between me and Paul Verhoeven, the director.
So I famously turned down, you famously turned down something that ended up being a laughing stock, and I famously turned down something
that was
that
a cash
became
cow.
A worldwide cash
yes.
cow.
Yes. You would have your own plane.
God.
If you, yes.
I know.
Well, guess what? In honor of Drew, a woman whose real life has been as riveting as her roles, and remember, she played a child who starts fires with her mind, it's time to play True Barrymore. Our announcer, Paul, will read a statement. Wow. Then we will study Drew's award-winning face very closely to see if we can tell if it is real or made up. She will reveal. Kids, you play too. Paul, what's our first True Barrymore fact?
Drew has a phobia of stopped traffic, so much so that she'll get out of her car and walk several miles to her destination.
How quickly can I answer that?
Is it true, Tim?
No, that's false.
I can see that being true.
Oh, God damn it, kids! Haven't you learned anything?
Is it true? Dad!
Is it true?
As usual, my beautiful baby girl.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It's true. All right, Paul, what's the next fact?
Yeah.
What?
Michael Jackson once gave Drew the entire park of Neverland to herself for a full day.
Again, I'm so sick of it. What?
I think that is true.
Hell no, I want nothing to do with that place.
Okay.
No, thank you.
But maybe at the time you would have thought it was great.
No, I was always, you know, contrary to belief, clear-headed.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know Michael Jackson?
I did, and he was always nice and lovely, but I would not have attended the ranch.
Got it. Okay, Paul, next fact.
And he's a legend.
Yes.
No false thing. Yeah. I love him.
Drew holds the Guinness Book of World Record for wearing the world's widest wig.
No, for sure.
No, widest wig, kid?
No, 1,000%. She would keep that low-key because she'd be cool about it. But for sure, that's 100% true.
It's true? Is it true? What wig is it?
Frickin' Fallon threw it on me.
Oh, right. Very good.
For my partner's husband, I will do anything. And I danced around in a, 120-pound wig.
That's amazing.
For Jimmy.
For three here.
All right, Paul, what's the next fact?
Drew had a disco dance-off with Diana Ross at Studio 54.
This is
oh my gosh. Okay, I don't think this is true because sad. I don't think the age works out. Don't tell me that's true. Is that true?
What are you talking about? Live? Diana Ross is timeless.
That might be true. Is that
Skylar?
What do you reckon? Costume vibe now. Come on.
Is it true?
Always go with the girl. It's so true. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Of course.
How old were you?
7, 8, 9. I don't know. I went there for a few years.
It all worked out.
Oh, my God. Thanks for playing, guys. Let's go to Jane from West Palm Beach. Hey, Jane, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey. My question is for Timothy.
Okay.
Where does Willie Nelson's strain of weed rank with all the weed that you've ever smoked?
I don't smoke a lot of weed, so let's first some clarity. But that was particularly powerful, dare I say, the most powerful weed that but I hadn't smoked a lot of weed.
When do you smoke weed?
Stop.
Excuse
no,
me?
I don't. I really.
Drop between us.
No, I don't. I don't smoke a lot of weed, but I was in Austin years ago, and I partaked in some weed specifically because I was told it was Willie weed, and
somehow that made it okay.
I just had two hits, but it was at least one too many. It was did me in.
For the show and all of our characters who respond to you in season one, you were a bit of a toker.
Yes.
And I have to
say, toker, joker, artichoker.
Yeah, 100%. And we kind of.
And that's enough out of you, Skylar.
I had the pleasure of smoking dope with Willie Nelson once.
With him?
Yes.
Well, that's way cooler.
Fantastic.
And?
It was amazing. If Bob Dylan told you to go get hogtied, you'd be like, okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. It was really good. It was very exciting. Drew, Rob R. wants to know if you keep in touch with David Letterman.
No. He's a grouch.
He is a grouch. He's famously a grouch.
I happened to win him over in that moment.
Yes.
Well, and he was always nice to me afterwards.
That'll do it.
Yeah. We'll do it.
But he didn't expect it, and I didn't expect it, and it was...
No, nor did...
So that was a totally unplanned... Totally unplanned moment.
It was spur of the moment, weird, just hedonistic
freedom. Of course
it was.
Freedom. Can you imagine that being in the pre-interview?
No. Yeah, right. So now you're going to get up and
you know what? I have to say, I wouldn't have respected myself if it was some hoary plant.
Right. Thing. And when you left, did you expect it to be the cultural moment?
I'm not kidding. We ran in the car because there's always a big crowd of paparazzi outside that Stephen Colbert, David Letterman famous studio. I got in the car with Nan, Jimmy's wife, and I literally went, I think something might have gone crazy today.
Right.
Oh my God, what
but
if
it was
I...
an amazing moment. It was great.
I'm glad it happened. It was really fun.
Yeah. Tonight's shackle goes to the fact that the dating app Tinder has filed a lawsuit against the dating app Bumble, claiming that it's nearly identical to Tinder. This lawsuit will never see the inside of a courtroom because if it's anything like most Tinder or Bumble correspondents, I predict these two parties will have an exhaustive back and forth and ultimately never meet up in person. I want to thank Drew, Timothy, Liv, and Skylar. Show with Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. Behind the bar, it is Liv Houston and Skylar Gisondo. From Santa Clarita Diet, season 2 is on Netflix now. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Timothy. My question is for Drew, and I wanted to know, what is your favorite memory of Carrie Fisher when she was rewriting The Wedding Singer?
I loved going to her house. It was like a hacienda type of, like, beautiful home off, like, Coldwater Canyon, very Los Angeles. And she just had a very open home, and I'd been there for parties and, you know, her office in the daytime, and it was classic sort of Spanish California sunshine, orange groves, and creativity.
Did you go to, what a great description, did you ever go to one of her kind of famous joint birthday parties with she and Penny Marshall?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. And were those legendary?
They were, and, you know, I'm proud to say, like, I came and went, because I feel like a lot of people stayed.
Yeah, right.
I remember Gary Shandling, like, being all kind of weird in the driveway, and, like, I was like, I'm so glad I'm going home. I'm so glad.
I made it out.
I'm surviving these kind of nights.
Right. Good for you.
It was good. They were fun, though.
Let's go back to the phones. It's Robert from San Jose. Hey, Robert, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Andy, can we get Madonna and Celine Dion on the show, please? But my question.
I'd love it.
To your point.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. I just want to figure out, you want, like, one-on-one action. Like, you want Selena and Madonna together on the show, right?
Individually or together. I'll take them however Andy will give it to us.
All right.
But my question is for Timothy and Drew.
Okay.
Who has been the best and worst kiss in your career?
Best on-screen kiss in your career, Drew?
Honestly... Just a guy who can kiss, and Tim can kiss, so we're great.
Nice.
And, anyone who can kiss. No one who goes in with, like, the hard chicken lips or, like, the I won't really, like, the prophylactic attitude.
Can you describe your worst kiss? You don't have to say who it was.
I said chicken lips and prophylactic.
All right. I'm gonna look at your IMDb.
I can't even remember. I, like, lost it, but Tim,
what was your best
kiss?
You know, my wife and I have been together now.
Oh, great. You have to bring it up right now after I tell you you're a great kisser? God, don't I sound like a fucking lech?
But,
no, but good answer.
I'm just saying that, you know, when we go home, that they...
Uh-huh.
They, and God bless you.
Yeah.
But that woman that I've been married to forever, everything else just becomes it's a bit of a fog.
Next time we kiss, I'm going to bite your mouth.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Denise from Missouri. My question is for Timothy. Do you know anything about the Deadwood movie HBO has been promising us for so long?
Yes, he does, but go on.
I know they're making an effort. I mean, they are making an effort, and I'm hopeful. I mean, but, you know, it's...
You're hopeful. That's good.
I am hopeful. Okay. I mean, I, 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 I'm a huge, huge fan of David Milch. The man means the world to me.
It's He's amazing.
One of the most amazing creative experiences I've ever been able to be a part of, and I'd love to be. You know, when you do these things, you just really you miss the people, and so it would just be a lovely excuse to get all those people back together. That being said, there's no fucking way it's ever going to happen.
Not true. Not true.
But I will do my part.
Why do you think it'll never happen? Just too hard to get everyone
together? It's hard to get together people for a barbecue. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but when you're paying them...
I am a bullshit. I am a cynic.
When you're paying them, it actually makes a difference. Oh, Drew thinks it's going to happen.
I know it's closer to being a reality than it's ever
just
been.
Okay.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is Nick from Boston. Huge fan of the show.
Hey, Nick. Thanks, buddy. What's your question?
Oh, your show.
My question is for Drew. Now that you two are both on Netflix, is there any chance of you and Adam Sandler reuniting?
There is
a chance that Adam and I get together. I met him once just in passing, but I feel like Netflix will bring us together. Oh, I'm sorry. This was for Drew. Go ahead.
Adam and I text all the time about our next thing, and we're like, we're so fat, we're so old, what the fuck? Like, literally, the last thing I suggested to him was, like, on Golden Pond, question mark. I just watched it on a Korean flight home.
I would watch you and Adam Sandler on Golden Pond in a heartbeat.
I mean, too. By the way, the original script.
My biggest thing is pigeons and automobiles.
Come on, we're in.
With the original script, I will shove. Don't change it. It's really boring now.
Like, I'm into Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with me and Adam.
Okay. I'm into that, too.
Except I'm like Del Griffith.
Not Golden Pond.
I think that would be amazing. As written.
Yeah, as written. Here's the thing. No prosthetics. Just be you guys.
Yes.
Adam and I have done a movie every 10 years, 3 decades in a row.
Wow. So when was the last one?
You cannot mess with that.
So when was the last one? Was it 10 years ago? I mean, should you be working this up?
No, we did Wedding Singer, 51st Dates, and Blended. Right. And we will do our 10-year at 40, and we just haven't figured out what it is yet.
All right. I want to thank Drew Barrymore and Tim and Rob and Skyler. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. All right.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.